What's your name?
Ralph Stross.
And some Benjamin Stross?
No.
From Schloss.
From Manchester.
Stross, I don't know. From where?
From Manchester.
Book in my brain, book in my brain. Okay, but you have the safer. You don't have the safer. Oh dear.
Denny.
No. Okay, I'll read it out. We're going to start Ashrei. Today is Ashrei. What's that Ashrei? It's Hashem. Good evening, David. Good evening, David.
Good evening.
I thought people might want to have it, so I made a photocopy of the main part of the shiur. So yeah, take a look at this. Maybe it will help you. We're going to start Ashrei inside, but...
Shall I bring some sidur in?
It's not necessary today. Today is not necessary. Usually, take a look at this. This is the main part of the shiur. But... did I give mine out? Give mine out with handwriting on. Did I give one out with handwriting on it? Blue handwriting. Blue handwriting. Is that me? That's me. That's me. That's my own. That's me. So take this one. Yeah, take this one.
Thank you.
Fine. Okay. Let's start Ashrei inside. Page mem. Have it mem hey? No. Look in the safer first of all. We're gonna start with the safer. And then the back will go to the back afterwards. Okay, it's simple. But Nachum, can you put it behind you? Thank you. Page mem hey. Buchim aboim. Take a sheet. Oh, you have a safer. Good. Page mem hey. Shisha mizmoim. You have it, the Baffi? Shisha mizmoim. Oh, take a look at me. Shisha mizmoim. Now that we've arrived at Ashrei, bonu leika hahilu b'hashira shel psukei lezimra. This is the main part of praise of psukei lezimra. In reality, Rabbi say they say the mafoshim say that the most important peirik in the whole of Tehillim is Ashrei. But all of them shevach. That's why it's aleph beis gimel dalet. It begins with the word Tehillah and ends with the word Tehillah. It's the most important peirik, which has Shevach and Hadar to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ashrei. Take a look at the footnote at the bottom, my boys say. Number 19. Likras peirik Ashrei, kedai lahavin goydal inyan ha'avoida shel ha'shevach ve'azimra. In order to appreciate what's included in Ashrei, it's worthwhile to understand what does it mean, the service of praising Hashem. What does it mean to praise Hashem? In other words, in order to say Ashrei, you have to understand, to appreciate what is the actual meaning of praising Hashem. There's tremendous mist, tremendous fog. People don't understand properly. What does it mean to say Shevach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? People don't know. People just say the words. You say the word, battle out the words. You don't realize what you're doing. Tremendous value of actually saying the words of praise to Hashem. They don't know what the avodah is. It's like, I don't know, just rattling out something, chanting something like a ritual, but you don't realize how great the avodah is of actually praising Hashem. And they don't appreciate and realize how great the avodah is, how significant it is when you actually stand there and praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Apostle actually in Yeshaya, Pasuk says, Atem Edai Va'ani Hashem. You are my witnesses, and I am Hashem. Because you are my witnesses, no one else praises me like you do, and therefore I'm Hashem because you praise me. No one else does that. No one else praises HaKadosh Baruch Hu like we do. So we are the ones who are the Edim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu because of what we do, because of Avod of what we do. The Eila Halan. Now look ahead in the Kunchas Dabek Libeinu Peirik Gimel Ois Gimel. Now turn Rabbi Yisrael to Peirik Kuf Samaches in the Sefer. Now I had a problem. I don't leave your Sefer. In my Sefer, turn to Peirik at the back. There's a section called the Dabek Libeinu. Look at the back. And it doesn't have Ois. Does it have an Ois by you, Rafi? It doesn't have an Ois. It says Peirik Gimel, but there's no Ois. There's no Aleph based Gimel. Do you have an Ois based Gimel?
No.
I don't either. So I don't know what he means here.
Tachlis Kol HaMitzvos.
What? That's the third one. That's why I chose that. I chose that one, Tachlis Kol HaMitzvos. But in reality, there's no Aleph Beis Gimel. Do you have one, David, in yours? I don't have him. Peirik Gimel, if you turn to the back.
Peirik Gimel, this is in Labat.
The back, Kuf Samach Dalet, yes.
Okay, there's Gimel.
Now, look at the first one is Hamasim Todosam Zach Inyan. And the third one is Tachlis Kol HaMitzvos. Yes?
I see what you're saying.
It doesn't say ois.
No.
It doesn't say ois there. Oh, never mind. But I think he means this. But in reality, he's not really talking about the greatness of saying Shabbat HaKodesh. He's not really saying that. He's saying something else, which I think is very worthwhile. And that's why I made a copy of it, my boy. So you haven't got it. Take a look at this, Bonnie. Take a look. I made a copy of this. This is going to be our introduction to Ashrei. I want to start reading at the top of the page because I thought it's very useful. You have it, Eliezer?
Yeah.
Now, go to the back. You can look here if you want.
This is it here.
I made a copy of this.
Okay.
I made a copy of this. So if you want to look at it and hear, this is in the back here. Okay? V'chein onu oimim b'tfila v'yachei labovenu. It doesn't really talk about the greatness of praising Hashem, but he said to look at the back, so I thought we'd look at the back. So I thought I'd start here at the top of the page, and then we'll go on to Ashrei itself. We say every day in Abba Rabba, B'yachei Lavavenu. Yachei Lavavenu means to unify our heart, La'abo Liyo Eshamecha. Sha'alev Shalanu Yehiyem Yuchad. Our lev should be bonded. Our lev should be focused. Like a chede yuchad, meaning unified. Chede yuchad is where the chosin and kala together, meaning you're bonded together. Yachei lavavein. La'abo ul'yirav Hashem bilvad v'lo yeh shum tova acher. In other words, yichud means together. You and Hashem are together, intimate, very close together. I wrote at the top, the Pachad Yitzchak. I once saw in a maimah of Rav Huttner, he explained a beautiful point. Yachei lavavenu means everything that comes out of the heart, therefore, is consequential. Beautiful point. For example, the Gemara says, even the Sicha B'Teil of a Talmud Chacham is worthwhile listening to, because his heart is so attached to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Even just his chatter is something to work on, because his lev is so connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Even the Sicha B'Teil, something he says, but that's also worth listening to, because his heart is so connected, kedai to listen even to the chatter and the so-called inconsequential conversation of a Talmud Chacham. That's called Yachei Lavavein. That's how I put a beautiful point of our book. But let's go on. V'lo neivosh da'olam bored, v'omar ha'chofetz chayim zal, she'im yesh b'leiv d'voim achid. If a person has in his heart many other things, he's interested in money, interested in entertainment, he has many other interests flying around in his heart. Oz neivosh b'olam ha'nitzvi, you'll be embarrassed when it comes to olam habo, because your heart has many, many different interests in it. You know, in the beginning of Mishnah Berurah, Prophet Chaim lists there six mitzvahs to deal with. And under the word Avas Hashem, he says, if you're like passionately in love with something else, you're mezalzan, the mitzvah of Avas Hashem. So if in your heart you're in love with your kitchen, in love with your car, in love with your clothing, in love with your wardrobe, if you're in love with something else, it's a bezilzel of Avas Hashem. In other words, your heart must be focused. I'm not saying a person doesn't enjoy things, but if you have a passion for your car, or a passion for something else.
Your wife.
You have to love your wife, but there's also loving Hashem as well. Yes, Abadi should love your wife. You should love your wife, but loving Hashem is the b'chol of avocha. Your heart shouldn't be split. In other words, you give over your heart to Hashem. B'chol of avocha. Abadi, you must love your wife. Of course, you love your children as well. And love the Rav, love a Talmud Chacham as well. But loving Hashem is greater than that. B'chol of avocha.
Isn't one supposed to teach the other, ways of loving your wife,
you can only reach Avas Hashem if you have Avas, your wife. That's why Shir Hashim is written as a poem between a husband and a wife, Chosin and the Kala, because in order to reach Avas Hashem, you need Avas of Isha as well, that will lead you to it. It's a good point. That's why Gifta has a beautiful mind on that. Let's go on. But at the end of davening, well, it's you shouldn't work for nothing. Pinchas once said, Melitza means being satirical, being rhetorical. A person won't have a head in the future. You won't be given a head. Why not? It's a good keli. The head is used for something. Aval ikar mahus adam is halev. The main part of a person is his lave. So what do you need a head for in the future? The lave is the main thing. It obviously is being satirical, but he means something. Well, osid lava ba'olam haschar kaval lo yihiyat soicho. You don't need your rosh anymore. He's just, obviously, he's being satirical, but he means, what's the point? The point is not in the head, the point is in the heart. Let me give you some examples. I thought of something. Supposing you see a beautiful view somewhere, and you say, what a magnificent view, and you take a picture of the view. Mm. Is your heart involved? Your heart will only become involved when you say, Marabu Masecha Hashem, when you bring Hashem into it, then it becomes in your lathe. If you can make some kedusha to it, then it's something special. You know what I mean? If you bring Hashem into the picture, then the lev is involved. Give another example. You go to a chasna, enjoy a chasna. You have a great time at the chasna. Music is very good. The table is very good. The food is very good. Everything is wonderful there. You have a nice evening. But if you went over to the chasna and kal and said something meaningful, then that's the mitzvah. So the lev comes in when you insert something of kedusha inside it, then the lave comes in. You just chant the words in davening and chant the words to say the words, so you're not getting anywhere. You bring your heart into it and you realize dalif nemi ato'im nemi. The tefillah has much more significance to it, much more importance to it, obviously. Once you put your heart, meaning the lave I'm suggesting is the kedusha which you put into it as well.
So you could practically do that in any aspect of life.
No, yes, of course.
Doing things in the home.
Of course. Sometimes if a person wants to ask a shayla, the Talmud Chacham, so you have a tremendous worry on your mind. You go and ask a shayla, and the Talmud Chacham answers you. So you're very happy. Why are you very happy? Because he answered your question. But if you thought about who you're talking to, you're talking to Talmud Chacham, and the Talmud Chacham gives an answer, you're coming out from something, the Torah of the person, the Kedusha, then the lev is involved. I'm saying when you introduce something of Kedusha inside what you're doing, then the lev gets more involved. Not just a passion, not just an entertainment, not just a beautiful view, something more. The lev is involved when you have kedusha inside it. That's what we're saying. Now look what he says. Tachlis kol ha-mitzvos. Yes.
I think in the Torah there might be maybe two times it says seichel or something like that, and a couple of hundred times it says lev.
Yes.
And if we take the first letter of Bereishit and the last letter of the Torah is Lamed, it's also lev.
Very nice, yeah, fair.
So everything is lev.
Yachelavavenu. That's what it means. Yosem belibenu. Okay. The lev is the thing.
But it's not. I don't.
The head is only the keli. It's only the tool. The head is only the tool to get to the lev.
What is lev? Is more of an emotional type of
yes, thing? emotional. Tefillah is the worst casualty from that. Mm. It's the worst casualty because you can just say the words and dabble away. If you just mouthing the words, it's lip service. You don't, it's a tremendous challenge in prayer because you can just get used to saying the words. I know the words, but the lev isn't there. The lev isn't there, then it's very difficult to daven with kavanah. You just get bored.
Right.
You're terribly bored with the davening. You're just saying
everything the same thing. Yeah, right.
No, same thing. Everything.
There has to be some sort of balance, you know, because you can be dancing all day and you should let your leg go one flower power and extreme leg, like everything is all about the heart, whereas the mind is, you know,
obviously, there has to be a limit, but you have to realize that the ikkah is the avodah shebalev. The ikkah, the main point is that. Look at the next section, Ronnie. Look at the next section. Tachlis kol ha-mitzvos. I think this is why he wanted us to look at it before Ashrei. I must keep my eye on the watch, but I wanted to start Ashrei today as well. Let's just take a look. B'zeh ha-briach haticha. This is the main focus shel kol ha-mitzvos kulam. Shetachlis ha-kol hu hadveikus b'Hashem. The purpose of all mitzvahs is to be connected to Hashem. And that's what it says in Derech Hashem. Shoyrosh kol inyan ha-boidohu heyoyse odom poine tomid le-boiro. That he turns to Hashem, your main focus. The Maharal also says that kol ha-mitzvahs heim shiye lo-odom hadveikus b'yizvo. Connected to Hashem, no? Ukubar kosav kazois ha-rambam mimoyo nevuchim shetachis kol ha-boidoh kulam b'kriyas ha-toyram tfila asois kol. Any mitzvah you do, not to be so much involved in Olam Hazeh, and to be connected to the Almighty. You know, you make Kiddush on Friday night. You're not just drinking the wine. You're not just saying the words. You're connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who created the word by Kaddish. No? You realize when you're making a bracha, you realize you're talking to Hashem. Every mitzvah, the more focused it is, the more kavanah to Hashem, then it becomes more meaningful. This is what he says here. I have a problem with this comment here. See what you think about it. So, You don't have to be so concentrated on how many mitzvahs you do. On the quality. Quantity is not the ikar. Do you agree with that?
Yeah.
Quantity is not the ikar. Quality is.
Yeah.
Quantity is not important. Then yes. Quantity is not important.
No, it's how you.
What does he mean here? Of course, it's very twisted. I'm not happy with these words. You know what I'm saying?
To do it.
So he's saying quantity is not important. Quality. I know the importance of quality, but quantity is unimportant. What's he saying
here? It's your feelings. It's you're giving yourself over in body and spirit to talking to Hashem. You said Devekas is.
What's what Chatzkel saying? What Chatzkel is saying here? Let's look at it again. Ikam batushal al kama hamitzus is what ella al echusam, the quality. Ha'im avoidosahi pnimis u'makareveso lakadosh baruch hu. Does what you're doing bring you close to Hashem or not? Ha'im avoidosahi pnimis u'makareveso.
If you're rattling off Shimon Esrei on a Shabbos morning, then there's no, you're not making a proper connection, are you? You're just.
But the quantity is unimportant.
No, but if you're doing that on a day, every day, there are Jews that just do everything by rote, right?
Yes.
Because they're so used to doing it, it just goes in and out.
Does it not lead you to cover? Does it not take you there?
I don't know if Chatzkel is saying to the exclusion of the quantity. He's just saying the Iker Mabatoi is not on the Kamos and Mitzvos. The Iker focus is on the quality, but it's still Kamos and Mitzvos.
It is Kamos. He's not negating Kamos.
He's not negating it. He's just saying, like, if you have to choose between the two, maybe err on the side of quality rather than quantity. Just like if you're missing out on parts of Pesukei Dezimra, the Rebbe's taught us that better to do less with Kavana than to do more bli Kavana.
Yes. I once read somewhere that Eliashiv Zichronibach every morning said one Perek of Tehillim. One Perek of Tehillim. You know, there's an Indian, the Mishnah Berurah brings down to say Tehillim before davening. So he said one Perek of Tehillim every morning. One.
What, instead of the whole of
Sukkot? No, before davening. Before davening. There's an Indian, the Mishnah Berurah brings down. If you want to say Tehillim, I once asked the Rav, I asked Rav Eliashiv, when's the best time to say Tehillim? He said before davening.
Well, Sephardim add an extra Perek of Tehillim every single Tefillah.
Before Modani, even before.
No. After you said Birchas HaTorah, before you start davening, the Mishnah Berurah brings down, before say that Tefillah, to say Tehillim. If you're going to say Tehillim, I asked the Rav Eliashiv once, when is the best time to say Tehillim? So he said the best time to say it is before. But I once read somewhere, he said one Perek, just one Perek. Imagine one Perek.
And I'm saying that every single Tefillah, if you look through the Sephardi Siddur, has a different Perek of Tehillim that we add before
one.
Well, before Alein.
Right, one.
Shiamalo, Anglam Latseah, Shemele.
I'm not talking about Seyda Tefillah, I'm talking about extra to that. Yes.
But that's always added.
Yes. Okay, let's carry on.
He's saying
that
there.
Let's just finish off my boy's side. The Kama Shehikri Vatzmala Kadosh Baruch Hu Ba'olam Hazeh Kach Yuchal Iskari L'Shechina La'asid Lavoi. I'm B'Sefer Oyecheskon. My boy's side, the time is already 10 to 9. I wanted to start Ashrei today, so let's turn to the second page. Let me tell you what I want to do with Ashrei. Ashrei is so important. What I'd like to do is, you know, my theory of the icon on a computer. You know, on a computer, if you press an icon, a whole file comes out.
Right.
I personally have found you don't need many. What you need is one thought for each line. So what I'd like to do, and you're a shush, what I'd like to do every week, give you a thought for each line of Ashrei, because Ashrei is so powerful. I chose Rav Schwab for the first pasuk. The first pasuk in Rav Schwab Sefer, I saw something very beautiful on the first pasuk. So each week we're going to do one or two pasukim, and you'll have maybe one thought about that line. So when you come to say Ashrei, it'll jog the icon, and you'll open up the file. You'll have something in your mind. Look what Rav Schwab writes. I think it's a beautiful point here. Happy Ashrei Yesh Beisecha Oid Yalu Choselo. Happy are the dwellers in your house. They will continue to praise you, which definitely means happiness, as in Ki Ishwuni Habonois. I have been made happy among women. It's written in the plural. I don't understand what Shvav means here, because happiness never comes in small installments. So it has to be plural. If a person is said to be happy, he is very happy. It does not mean that he is happy and sad at the same time. Therefore, it has to be plural. What does he mean, simcha, here? It has to be plural in order to be very happy. Many, rabbi. I don't really understand what the Rav is meaning here. If it would be singular, it's not very happy. What's the logic behind it? Nochem, what's the logic behind it here?
Ashrei is a kohen.
No, he's saying, ki ishruni habonos. It's in the plural. It's talking about Leah when she had Osher. Osher was the sixth child of Leah. She had four children by herself, and Bilhah and Zilpah, and Zilpah had two children. So Osher was the sixth child of Leah.
Right.
So she said, I've been so privileged, I have six children, because she was the maidservant of Leah. So she had also six. So Ishruni, I'm overjoyed now that I have six children from Yaakov Avinu. Her own four, and Osher was one of them. Gad and Osher were the two children. But I don't know why it has to be in the plural. I don't know what the word means here.
Many.
But, happiness it comes from giving to others.
But why plural? Why plural?
Because if you only have singular? One kid, it was the sixth kid. It's a lot of kids, so it's plural.
He's not saying. He's saying. That's not what he's saying. Not
saying happiness comes. It never comes in small installments.
But it has to be plural. If it's not rabbim, if it's singular, it's not good enough. Let's go on.
A person's more happy when he gets a lot of money, no?
When he gets a little bit of money. There's many different layers to happiness. So let's say I've got a cup of coffee. I enjoy coffee.
Most people get a lot of money.
If I think about it, it's more than just enjoying coffee. It's the feeling, it's the taste, it's the smell. It's like
many points of the happiness. I hear. That's not the reason why. The reason why I chose this. Look at the next. The next part is why. The reason why I chose this parish, the first pasuk. I think it's a beautiful point which he says. Yoshvei Beisecha cannot mean those who sit in your house, because we know that sitting in the Beis HaMikdash is prohibited, with the exception of a king of the Davidic dynasty. So the simple meaning would be those who dwell in your house. However, Rav Hirsch points out that Yoshvei Beisecha does not mean one who merely dwells in your house, even if he meditates about the tefillah, for this would be called Yoshvim Beisecha. Standing out, rather it is a frame of mind. And this is a beautiful thought. Ashrei Yoshvei Beisecha does not necessarily mean sitting in a shul. It's a frame of mind, which is descriptive of a person who lives his normal everyday life in the house, which is a beautiful point. Rav Hirsch is saying, Ashrei Yoshvei Beisecha means happy is the person who lives in your house, meaning who's always living in his house, not in the Beis HaMikdash. Beisecha means you are always living in the house. You can be in the market, you can be in the office. You can be in the subway. That's what he said. So the word Yoshvei does not mean literally sitting in a shul. It means you are always in the presence of Hashem. Wherever such a person is, or whatever he does, he has some connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He is always in God's house and is a veritable citizen of that house. Because of the Torah, even the most mundane activities of life, one's livelihood, even one's bodily functions, have some connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Therefore, his entire life, his Olam Hazeh, and that's a beautiful point. When you say Ashrei Yoshvei Beisecha, you don't have to be. It doesn't necessarily mean sitting in shul. Happier the people who have a mindset of being together with Hashem. It's the mindset, You with me? That's what Beisecha does not mean.
Walking the street and talking to Hashem. Thank you for this and thank you for that.
Yes. I saw a Peirush. Why does it say Ashrei Yoshvei B'Beisecha? Why does it say B'Beisecha? You should say Ashrei Yoshvei B'Beisecha. Ashrei Yoshvei B'Beisecha. Why Ashrei Yoshvei B'Beisecha? That's the idea, I think. Beisecha means your house. Not necessarily in your house, but your house.
Isn't it also Sameach B'Chelko?
It's the same thing.
Because it's
happiness
in your heart. Happy with.
Yeah, he's saying Beisecha means wherever you are always in the company of Hashem. Mm-hmm. Beisecha means not necessarily in the house, but Beisecha. Ashrei Yoshvei Beisecha. Wherever you are Beisecha. If you think of that when you say Ashrei, it's a beautiful point.
No, but I'm saying you're happy with your lot. That compares with happiness in
but
your
it doesn't
house.
He's saying more than that, right? He's saying more than happy with it. He's saying that you're always in front of Hashem, not happy with your lot. He's saying here that the Beisecha means you're before Hashem. That's what he means.
Now
we look at the Yoshvim. What are the Yoshvim? No, Kiwama, Huama, Huama. We say, Lo Yoshvim. Lo Yoshvim. Lo. Zemashava Hershama. We have Peyush Shel Beisecha means Ata Ki'ilu Yoshev Lifnei Hashem. Ken, Zelomu Duba Yoshvim. Huama, Huama is it? Look at the Yoshvim. Just look at the Diyat Babais. Why does it say, O Yalu Choselo? Asher Yeshvei Beisecha, that's one thing. But if you go further, Yaluch HaSel, that's even more than that. Oid Yaluch HaSel. There's one thing, Yeshvei, but Oid is even more than that. Oid Yaluch HaSel. If you're sitting in a shul, that's all very nice. But if you're praising him as well, that's even higher than that. That's the Oid for. With me? Oid is even more than that. Oid is more than just sitting there. You're also active. You're proactive. You're saying something as well. Let's go on. So the expanded, the third paragraph at the bottom. So the expanded meaning of this title is every type of happiness is the lot of Yoshvei Beisecha, of those who in this life, Bo'olam Hazeh, are true residents in your house. And as a result of this, Oyaluchos, they will merit to continue praise you forever, not only in this world, but also in Olam Haba. It means Oyaluchos Sela, if you're always in front of Hashem, then even when you get to Olam Haba, you're also the Beisecha. Yeah? This title then, in its full meaning, explains the decoration of the sages. This means that if one says this mizmah three times a day, not merely by mouthing it, but by concentrating on the meaning of the words and living his life accordingly, he is assured of Olam Haba. He can then be assured that he will always say it, meaning that he will merit to say it in the world to come. That's the meaning of it. It's a beautiful point, no? Why three times? Three times is a chazakah. So every day has a chazaka to it. So you're muhzak in saying praise to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If you're muhzak here, then you get to Olam Haba, you'll certainly do it there. Because Oyaluch HaSela, it's more than just in this world. It's also when you get to Olam Haba, you'll also be there, because you're muhzak every day here. Because you were so muhzak in this world, three times becomes a chazaka, every day has a chazaka. So you become even more in Olam Haba. Beautiful point, no? I think it's a beautiful point. If you can think of that when you say Asher, that's my icon, that's my point for Asher, the first line. Veisecha means you're in front of Hashem. Oid is more than just sitting there. And if you can do that, you're also Bizoicha in Olam Haba, even more than that. Beautiful point here. Now look when he goes on a little bit more. Rav Schwab has a little bit more to say. The simple reference of saying this mizmah three times a day is to Shachris when it is said twice, and to Mincha when it is recited once. However, he gives a little drush here, but the drush is very nice. This could also be an analogy, having the meaning of three circumstances which a person may find himself in his life, whether it be Erev, Boker, or Tzoraim. It's a drush, but it's a very nice drush. Erev, evening, would refer to a time in one's life during which he feels he is going downhill. It is evening for him. This could be either because of age, lack of mazel in his endeavors, or difficult experiences in life. Erev means when you're not going, things aren't going so well. It's a drush. Boike,
we don't say.
It doesn't mean evening literally. It means it's a drush. He's suggesting that evening means when it's dark, when you're winding down, when you don't feel so accomplished, you don't feel so active. Morning is a period of his life when everything appears sunny, when he feels advancing and going up. He's becoming more and more successful. It's a moshul. Tzoharayim is the bright sunshine time in his life when everything he touches is successful. He's reached the height of his career. He's on top of the world. So, here's the limud. A person is muftach lo shu ben olam haba. He is assured that he is worthy of the world to come. He is properly inspired by the thoughts expressed in Ashrei, which we will explain as we proceed, regardless of which life conditions he may find him in. That's a very, very important point that he's making here. Meaning, there are times which you go through in life when things are not looking good. So you still praise Hashem, you know. There are times when things are going very well, you praise Hashem. He means like this. There's a sefer called Sefer HaYosha by Rabbeinu Tam. It's a beautiful point. Rabbeinu Tam says that something called Yemei Ha'ava, Yemei Ha'sina. Yemei Ha'ava is when things are going well. Yemei Ha'sina is when things are not going well. But you have to realize it's all in one package. Even when things are Yemei Ha'sina, things aren't going so well. Still, your Isaac and Mitzvahs. It's actually a Pasuk in Koheles. Is there a Koheles anywhere? Let me show you a Pasuk.
Maybe in the Chumash.
Koheles. Is it the back of a Chumash? Let me show you a Pasuk. I remember this with Rabbi Finkel, Zechazak Dubacher, in Mishlei. I remember him telling us this once in a Shia. Pevet Zion, Pasuk Yud Dalet. Koheles, is it there? Look, listen to this pasuk here. It's a beautiful idea. In other words, you have times in life when it's your mea arba, things are going very well. You have mea sima. You have to always be in mind that everything, have it all in mind. It's a circle. Now it's going well. Sometimes it goes well. Sometimes it doesn't go well.
So it's like the 3 weeks.
Listen to these words. The yom tova heye b'tov. When things are going well, be good.
Yeah.
Cash in.
Make hay when the sun shines.
Yeah. Ubiyom wa'o, ubiyom wa'o, re'ei, gamet zeh l'umat zeh osa elokim. Realize he made that as well. He made the yamei ro'o and he made the yamei arba. He made good days and he made bad days. Al dibros shelo yimsa odam achav. And don't say anything which would be a kvira. Don't turn around and say Hashem has left me. Don't end in that. Because the days are down when you have to cash in on the days of good. So when the days are not good, you have from the days of good, which you invested in it. If you invest in the good days, so when the things don't go so well, you picked up an investment. You invested in the good days. So when you're capable of riding the bad days. Beautiful idea here. Again, let me read it again. I remember Barry explaining it to us. When things are good, cash in on it. Take advantage of, you have a simcha, you enjoy the simcha. You have something which is enjoyable, enjoy it. Take advantage of it. We be well when things are not good. But hey, you must realize, gamet zeh l'umat zeh. Also, Hashem did everything. Hashem made the good days and the bad days. And don't say anything bad against HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Don't say anything bad, because those are days that's testing you. No? Testing you to see how do you react when things are not so good. And you may have sinner. Beautiful. And that's what I've heard. That's what Rashbab is saying here. Ashrei Yoshev Yisrach. He's saying sometimes it's evening, sometimes it's morning, sometimes it's afternoon. You go through different stages in life, but you always have to be in some way controlled. Don't let the bad days get you down, and don't get overwhelmed by the good days. Always be controlled. You know what I mean? That you're always davening. Even you're always saying Ashrei, even though it's a bad day. Even
consistency.
Kshem shemavoyach ala toiv, kach mavoyach ala ro. Nevach lo aleinu, lo aleinu. But
I think it's not. One of the reasons that Yom Tov can start in the evening is to not think that the evening is so
yeah.
That you can create that, you can take that bad and to turn it into good.
I remember Moshe Sternbach, Zalzain Gesund, once said over a hesped for his mother. She was a very famous lady, Devora Sternbach, very choshev woman in Stamford Hill in London. Remember, he once said over, I'll tell you just how choshev he was, that the women upstairs in the women's gallery used to turn around and tell Rav Duna. Rav Duna was the Rav of the shul in Stamford Hill. So the women used to say, they complained about Rebbetzin and Stern, but she davens too loud. So we can't think of it. The women used to complain about it. So Rav Duna turned around and said to the women, what are you talking about? We wait for her for Shema and Kriya and Shema Nesra. We wait for her to finish. We wait for her when she's finishing. She was a very hush of a lady. Nebuch, her husband died when she was very young. She was an almana with 9 children as a very young widow, And she was broken, Kamuvan. So our Schneider, but Moshe Schneider from Schneider's Yeshiva Zechazari Gevorcha, turned around and said to her, you know, there's a limit to how much you should cry. Don't cry any more than the time of the Shiva, that's all. So Moshe said that the Levaya, remember he was saying about his mother, he said she never cried anymore. Schneider said, don't cry, no more crying.
Wow.
In other words, there's a limit to how much you cry. Don't cry so much. Hold on. Don't go cry too much. Because she was a young woman with nine children. She didn't cry anymore. In other words, she was controlled. That's really a little bit what he's saying here. It's very hard. Nebuch, nebuch, lo aleinu, a novel. Leaving somebody. But you have to, yimei toiv, yimei ra. Zelu mazel, so I like him. That's the limit, which I think, that's what I wanted to take out from Ashrei. Ashrei is, you're always beis secha. Let's just go on and finish off what he says here. This is what David HaMelech meant, Erev avoyke v'tzavayim osicha ve'emer. Evening, morning, and noon, I speak and supplicate. Under any of life's circumstances, be it evening, morning, or noon in my life, I always speak and express my prayers to HaKadosh. That's the point. You may alva, you may sinna, to always be able to say it. And that's yoshvei beis secha. If you do, then Olam Haba, it comes to Olam Haba, you're muhsak in Olam Hazeh, so when it comes to Olam Haba, you'll be saying it there as well. We explain how these thoughts are inspired within us by a proper recitation of Ashrei, why this mizmah is in the center of Pesuk Yud. Now, that, Rabbi Yisai, is my thought for you for Ashrei. So that's, I'm not giving more. I can download you all sorts of mafoshim on it, but it's not going to help. If you just have one thought for each pasuk, when you come to this, I think what Schwab says on this, of Yoshve means you're always in the house of Hashem, not necessarily inside, you're always Yoshve. And if you are able to do that, then when it comes to Olam Haba, three times a day, you're Muksuk. If you're able to do that, you're always in the Beis Hashem. It means at all times. It doesn't be Beisacha, it says Beischa. And there's one thing sitting there, there's even more Oydialu Chasela. And then he gives the Moshe, which I think is a beautiful Moshe of evening, morning, and afternoon, that the times in your life when sometimes things are low, things are good, and things are successful. Zel umat ze. You go through stages in life when sometimes are good, sometimes yemei ha'ab, yemei ha'sina. That's, I think, is enough of a thought for the first pasuk. Now, I'd like to do the next pasuk as well, quickly, since we have it here. The second pasuk is Ashrei ha'om shekoch aloi, Ashrei ha'om she'ashem alako. Happy is the people for whom this is so. Happy is the people who God is. Well, Schwab said something very beautiful here. Well, what do you think about this pasuk? Happy is the nation to whom the aforementioned term of Yoshve Yisach applies. How fortunate are the people who are able to say with Yoshve Yisach. That's what it means. Happy is the nation whose God is Hashem because of the practice of Torah mitzvahs. The Jewish nation is the holiest characters. Happy are the people. How fortunate you are that you're able to be Yoshve Beisecha. Ashrei ha'om, happy are those people, mean Klal Yisrael, who have Torah and mitzvahs, how fortunate they are that they're able to be that Hashem Elokov, that you have Hashem as your God. You're not anything, your God is Hashem. Since you have Hashem as your God, how fortunate you are that you have Hashem as your God. And you're able to Yoshve Beisecha. That, I think, is a beautiful. Ashrei ha'om shekochalo means, who are Yoshve Beisecha. With me? Ashrei Yoshve Beisecha, Ashrei ha'om shekochalo, that they are able to Yoshve Beisecha. Hashem is Elokov. If Hashem is Elokov, that's the meaning of it. With me? Mm-hmm. That, I think, is the point. That, we'll stop there. And those are the two first. Next week in Israel, we'll do our Mimcha, and we'll see how far we go. And I'd like to give you every week something about each pasuk, so you have something for it. So you can.
Very good. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome.
Are you taking a break
after Tisha B'Av? Yes. There's no shiurim on Bilas Madin. I don't give any shoes. So we'll go through next week. Next week is 9 days.
Right.
Yes.
And that will be the last one then. Yes? And then Moshe Chodesh from Elul, we'll start, we'll carry on with Ashrei. I'd like to go through Ashrei every week, do something on Ashrei. So next week will be our Mincha. I'm not going to do something too well. I want to carry on with Ashrei. So we'll